Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Gone Outdoor Radio here on KWSN in Sioux Falls and KFGO, the Mighty 790 in Fargo. Scotty Brewer, Kyle Agree, and we're going to head out to Bismarck right now and chat with North Dakota Game and Fish Fisheries Chief Greg Powers. It's been a year or two since we've had you on. Greg, welcome back.
Glad to be on.
So this segment that's going to be a first for Gone Outdoors, we're going to talk about something we've never talked about before, and that is the paddlefish snagging season. We'd kind of like to get a little recap of the season because the season is now over. What is the goal? What is the Game and Fish goal of the paddlefish season every year? Why do you have a paddlefish season?
Right. Yeah, well, maybe I'll go back, take a step back. The paddle fishery is really unique. Anybody that knows anything about paddlefish, they're really they're my favorite fish species in North Dakota. And in North Dakota and Montana, we got a really unique fishery. It's probably one of the healthier ones left in North America. And the reason being is that paddlefish will move out of Sakakawea. They spend the better part of their life in Sakakawea. Then they move upstream during the spawning run up towards the Montana border, both the Missouri and Yellowstone rivers, and spawn. Now, the females will spawn about once every 3 years, males once every 1 to 2 years. And they don't even reach sexual maturity, much like human beings, till the males might be 12 years old and the females 15. So it's really a unique kind of a crazy critter, you know. They've spent a lot of years in North Dakota. In fact, we've aged males to 40 and females up to 50
years
of age. So, because it's the reproduction, and there's also a sport fishery or snagging fishery in Montana on the Yellowstone. Well, actually, on the Missouri and Yellowstone, it's kind of a joint fishery between the two states.
Mm-hmm.
And saying that, we do a lot of research together, but probably most importantly is that both states have a 1,000 fish harvest cap per year. So North Dakota, we can take up to 1,000 fish, and Montana likewise, up to 1,000 fish. So we manage it for about a 2,000 fish harvest annually, and we've been able to sustain that fishery now for, you know, decades.
That is awesome. Greg, one of the questions that has come into my mind often as I've heard friends and other people talk about this snagging season is the fact that you have like catch and keep days and catch and release days. How does that fit into the management philosophy and strategy?
Well, our modern management started probably around 1990. And prior to that, it was a wild, wild west, and it really needed some, serious enforcement management. And over the years, since 1990, we've kind of done a lot of live and learn, trials and tribulations to get our regulations to where they are today, which they've become pretty effective. So yes, we have 3 days in the course of a week. We'll have 3 days that are designated to snag and release only. And you can, as long as you have an unused tag, you can have at it. You can snag all day, theoretically snag a number of fish. And then there are 4 days that are set aside for harvest only. And once you harvest a fish, you're done. Your tag is, there's no more snag and release or anything. So we have 4 days of harvest, 3 days of release in the course of a week. And with that 1,000 fish cap, as we approach it, most, but not all the fish, but the majority for sure, of the fish that are harvested go through a cleaning service up there. And they take the caviar, they take the eggs. It's called North Star Caviar. So all the eggs are donated free of charge, but everybody gets a free cleaning service, which is really a big deal when it comes to paddlefish, because that can be a bit of a challenge. So it's a good deal. The snaggers get the fish snagged or cleaned for free. The caviar people get the eggs and they process caviar. Some of that money comes back to the Game and Fish that we just put right back into research. So it's kind of a win-win-win situation there.
So, Greg, a lot of anglers are fixated on large fish. They want large fish. And I got to believe the paddlefish, and correct me if I'm wrong, is the largest fish that swims in North Dakota waters.
You are correct. Yes, the paddlefish and it, the second largest species is a another very ancient fish, and that's the pellid sturgeon. That's the only endangered, federally endangered fish species in North Coast, the pellid sturgeon. Those two are, they've been around for literally eons. And but yeah, the paddlefish is the largest fish. The state record's 131 pounds.
Wow.
And well, it seems like about every year they'll snag some fish in that 120 pound range.
Wow, that's crazy. So a couple times you've mentioned the tags. A couple questions for you. How do they get a tag? Is it over the counter? Do we got to apply for it? Is it for residents only? Can non-residents come and do it? What's the deets there?
No, it's for well, 20, 30 years, it was, you just pick them up at bait vendors and stuff in the Williston area, Watford City area, and Dickinson area, as well as Bismarck. About 2 years ago, we went away from that, where now you do need to apply. I mean, it's everybody, there's no cap on the number of tags. We typically sell somewhere around 3,500 to 4,000. But you do need to get them online. So the only drawback of that is it takes a few days to mail the tags to get them, you know, via U.S. Postal Service. So you can't go at the spur of the moment and think that you're going to get a tag just like that. It takes a little more planning. The first year we did that, there were some growing pains. There were some issues. Seems like over the last couple of years, it's gotten a lot better. No, so everybody needs to have a tag, and it's not limited to residents, non-residents. The non-resident tag costs a little bit more money, but everybody can have one. And especially from Wyoming, we have a pretty good group of people that tend to have, for whatever reason, it's a family vacation, but we get a lot of non-residents from Wyoming that participate.
All right, Greg, we only got about a minute left, and you had mentioned, obviously, North Dakota has a paddlefish season, and Montana, because you guys work together. Are there other states that you know of in the upper Midwest or other states that have paddlefish seasons?
Yes. South Dakota does, at least right below Yankton Dam, or below Gavin's Point Dam in the lower part of the lowest dam. They have a fall season there. The Tennessee, Kentucky have a season, and I do know there's a pretty good season that goes on in Oklahoma. So yeah, there are some other ones that, from what the biologists tell me, we still, North Dakota and Montana, we still have a lot of reproduction, and that's one thing that's missing a lot of these fisheries over time. The Yellowstone River is the key, and we have good spawning habitat, and we have an excellent rearing habitat in Lake Sakakawea. So that combination has really been the lifeblood of that fishery. And good news is we're still seeing recruitment, and we hope, you know, it'll be around for decades to come.
Yes. So if you're interested in this, you have a lot of time before next season. The season this year was on May 1st. So you got a bunch of time, do some research, get it figured out. If it's something that you want to do, if this is a bucket list item for you, get it on your list for next year and go out and do that. Thanks very much, Greg, for coming on Gone Outdoors. We really appreciate it.
Great to be on.
Special thanks to our Gone Outdoors show sponsors, Ray Sport Marine, Adventure RV, Lakeland General Store, Devil's Lake Tourism, Line X of Fargo. And don't forget, if you're a North Dakota deer hunter, to get your North Dakota deer lottery application in, because the deadline is coming up in only a couple of days. It's on Wednesday, so you got to get her done now. Thank you for tuning in to Gone Outdoors. Follow along when you hit the water or the woods with Gone Outdoor Podcasts at kfgo.com, kwsn.com, or Apple Podcasts. Visit us at breweragrioutdoors.com and follow us on social media. Till next week, from Scotty and Kyle, we will be Gone Outdoors.